figures 21 and 21A are related to figures 22 and 22A, which are flight logs for each corresponding flight plan. So the flight log in figure 22 is the flight log for flight plan in figure 21. The flight plan in figure 21A is the flight plan for the flight log in figure 22A. Figures 23, 24, 25, and 26 all relate to the flight plans in figures 21 and 21A and the flight logs in figures 22 and 22A. The flight plans are two separate flights. The first flight is from Grand Junction to Durango, with Grand Junction listed as the alternate. And the second flight is from Durango to Grand Junction. We're going to fly the flight from Grand Junction to Durango, and then turn around and fly back from Durango to Grand Junction. And there are two things we want to find for these scenarios. Those are, figure out the time and route, and figure out the fuel consumption. For example, determine the time to be entered in Block 10 of the flight plan. Or, what would the fuel consumption be on a flight between Grand Junction and Durango if the average fuel consumption is, for example, 17.5 gallons an hour? So, we are going to figure out a problem that requires solving for ground speed, ETE, and fuel consumption between Grand Junction and Durango, and then again between Durango and Grand Junction. The most complicated way of asking the question might be, after departing Grand Junction and arriving at Durango, you are unable to land because of weather. How long can you hold over Durango before departing for a return flight to the alternate Grand Junction? Total usable fuel on board, 68 gallons. Average fuel consumption, 15 gallons per hour. Wind direction and velocity at 16,230 degrees at 8. Temperature minus 16. To solve for ground speed, ETE, and fuel consumption, you must know your magnetic course, the wind direction and speed, your true airspeed, the magnetic variation of the station reporting the winds, and your hourly fuel burn. If your flight is along an airway to or from a VOR, magnetic course is the radial you are flying on, and true airspeed is given. Wind direction and speed are given on the flight log. The magnetic variation also is found on the notes section of the flight log, and the fuel burn is given in the question. An E6B equivalent flight computer is used for calculating ground speed. An electronic calculator is used for multiplication and division. Numbers are rounded up or down to the nearest tenth. When minutes are calculated with a decimal, each 6 seconds are equal to 0.1 or 1/10 minute. Same is true for hours. When hours are expressed in decimal format, each 6 minutes are equal to 0.1 or 1/10 hour. Times en route and fuel consumption for both trips are calculated by converting wind to magnetic, determining ground speed, and completing the flight logs in figures 22 and 22A for each trip. The required fuel must be enough fuel for the round trip plus 45 minutes part 91167 reserve. Calculated fuel required is subtracted from total fuel on board. What is left over is available for holding at Durango. The following elements are given. Fuel on board is given in the question, 68 gallons. Average fuel burn is given in the question, 15 gallons per hour. True airspeed is given in figure 21, the true airspeed block of the flight plan, 175 knots. Wind is given in figure 22, under the wind block, 230 degrees, 8 knots. Magnetic variation is given in Figure 22 under Note 14 degrees east. ETE from Grand Junction to Herm intersection is given in Figure 22, 24 minutes, includes DP and climb. ETE from Manka intersection to Durango is given in Figure 22, 18.5 minutes. Magnetic course is given in Figure 24, 151 degrees from Herm intersection to Manka intersection along Victor 187. And the leg distance is given in Figure 24, 75 nautical miles from Herm intersection to Manka intersection along Victor 187. From the elements given, you can also derive the fuel burn for the first and last legs, Grand Junction to Herm intersection, 24 minutes, 6 gallons, and from Manka intersection to Durango, 18.5 minutes, 6.5 gallons. Both legs are converted to gallons by using a calculator, first by taking 24 minutes given, divided by 60 minutes, to equal 0.4 hours. Multiplied by 15 gallons per hour equals 6 gallons, first leg, including departure procedure and climb. Then take 18.5 minutes given, divided by 60, equals 0.308 hours, times 15 gallons per hour, equals 4.6 gallons, last leg, from Manka intersection to Durango. Wind direction given is based on true north, so you have to convert the wind to a magnetic value by correcting for magnetic variation. Subtract easterly variation or add westerly variation. Magnetic wind is solved by taking the reported winds and subtracting easterly variation of 14 degrees from 230 degrees true at 8 knots to get 216 degrees magnetic at 8 knots. Then record the magnetic course charted as 151 degrees, and true airspeed is given as 175 knots. Using an E6B or equivalent flight computer, solve for ground speed by rotating the plotting wheel so the magnetic wind direction of 216 degrees is opposite the true index. Then move the sliding card so the grommet is over a convenient speed arc such as 100. Mark a dot 8 knots up from the grommet. This is your wind dot. If the grommet is on the 100-knot speed arc, the dot should be placed on the center line at the 108-knot speed arc. Then rotate the plotting wheel so the magnetic course of 151 degrees is now opposite the true index. Ground speed is resolved by moving the sliding card so the wind dot is on the true airspeed of 175 knots. The wind correction angle of 2.5 degrees is now marked to the right of center, but is not needed in this example. Ground speed is read under the grommet, 172 knots. Now you can calculate the time en route by looking at Figure 24 and get the leg distance from Herm intersection to Manka intersection along Victor 187. The distance of 75 miles is shown between the mileage breakdown just under the airway label. Resolve ETE by taking the distance of 75 miles and dividing 75 miles by the calculated ground speed of 172 knots to equal 0.436 hours, which when multiplied by 60, converting to minutes, equals 26.16 minutes, rounded up equals 26.2 minutes, or 26 minutes, 12 seconds ETE from Herm intersection to Manka intersection. Enter the time for each leg on Figure 22, and then add them up to get the total, with the first leg given as 24 minutes, added to the second leg, calculated at 26 minutes, rounded down, plus the last leg given as 18 minutes, 30 seconds, with a total time of all three legs, 68 minutes, 30 seconds, 1 hour, 8 minutes, 30 seconds, total estimated time en route. With the estimated time en route for the first flight now calculated, the total fuel burn for the first flight can now be calculated as well. The total ETE of 68.5 minutes, when divided by 60 and multiplied by 15 gallons per hour, will equal 17.1 gallons of fuel. That amount, 17.1 gallons, can then be checked by adding the individual fuel used for each leg, with the first leg 6 gallons, the second leg 6.5 gallons, and the third leg 4.6 gallons. 4.6 plus 6.5 plus 6 equals 17.1 gallons. Taking a look at the next flight from Durango to Grand Junction, the following elements are given. Fuel on board is given in the question, 68 gallons. The average fuel burn is given in the question, 15 gallons per hour. True airspeed is given in figure 21A, in the true airspeed block of the flight plan, 175 knots. Wind is given in figure 22A, in the wind block of the flight log, 230 degrees at 8 knots. Magnetic variation is given in figure 22A, the flight log, under note, 14 degrees east. The estimated time en route from Durango to Manca intersection is given in figure 22A, 14.5 minutes. The estimated time en route from the Grand Junction Vortac to the Grand Junction Airport is given in figure 22A, 12 minutes, including the approach and landing. The magnetic course and distance is given in figure 24, 333 degrees, 75 miles, from Manca intersection to Herm intersection, charted on Victor 187. And the magnetic course and distance is given in figure 24 as 331 degrees, 35 nautical miles, from Herm intersection to the Grand Junction Vortac. That's charted on Victor 187, north of the changeover point. For the second flight, again, wind direction is based on true north, so you have to convert the wind to a magnetic direction by correcting for magnetic variation, subtracting easterly variation or adding westerly variation. Magnetic wind is solved by subtracting the magnetic variation from the true wind to get 216 degrees at 8 knots, same as the previous problem. And since that's already marked on the wheel of the plotter, all we have to do is rotate the plotting wheel so the magnetic course of 333 degrees is opposite the true index. Move the sliding card so the wind dot is on the true airspeed of 175 knots and read the ground speed under the grommet. The ground speed will indicate 178 knots. Now we'll solve the third leg by rotating the plotting wheel so the magnetic course of 331 degrees from Herm intersection to the Grand Junction Vortac is now opposite the true index. We'll move the sliding card so the wind dot is on 175 knots. The ground speed under the grommet is now slightly less. It's 177 knots. So with the ground speed for the second and for the third leg figured out, we can find the second leg time en route by looking at figure 24. The leg from Manca intersection to Herm intersection is 75 miles. So we'll calculate the estimated time en route of the second leg by taking the distance of 75 miles and dividing it by the first ground speed of 178 knots to equal 0.421 hours, multiplied by 60, to convert to minutes will equal 25.28 minutes, rounded up to 25.3 minutes, which equals 25 minutes and 18 seconds ETE for the second leg. And then we'll find the third leg estimated time en route by looking at figure 24. The leg from Herm intersection to the Grand Junction Vortac is 35 miles. Calculate the ETE of the third leg by taking the distance of 35 miles and dividing it by the second calculated ground speed of 177 knots. That will equal 0.197 hours, which, when multiplied by 60 to convert to minutes, will equal 11.86 minutes, rounded up to 11.9 minutes. Well, that's 11 minutes, 54 seconds, ETE for the third leg. Now we'll find the total estimated time en route for the second flight by adding up the time it takes for each leg, with the first leg given as 14.5 minutes, added to the second leg calculated at 25.3 minutes, added to the third leg calculated at 11.7 minutes, plus the last leg given as 12 minutes. The total time of all four legs, 63.7 minutes, which equals 1 hour, 3 minutes, 42 seconds. Now we can find the fuel consumption for the second flight using an average fuel burn of 15 gallons per hour. 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 42 seconds equals 63.7 minutes. 63.7 minutes, when divided by 60, equals 1.061 hours times 15 gallons per hour equals 15.9 gallons fuel consumed for the second flight. The time and fuel required for flight number one is 68.5 minutes, 17.1 gallons. The time and fuel required for flight number two is 63.7 minutes, 15.9 gallons. And the time and fuel required for part 91-167 holding is 45 minutes, 11.25 gallons. All the times add up to 177.2 minutes, and all the fuel adds up to 44.25 gallons required. Both flights require 177 minutes endurance rounded down. Our total fuel endurance at 15 gallons an hour is 68 gallons divided by 15 gallons per hour for a total of 4.53 hours of endurance. Rounded down, it's 4.5 hours times 60 equals 270 minutes of total endurance. Since both flights require 177 minutes, when 177 minutes is subtracted from 270 minutes, it leaves us with 93 minutes. 93 minutes is equal to 1 hour, 33 minutes. 1 hour, 33 minutes is the amount of time you have to hold over Durango before departing for a return flight to the alternate Grand Junction County and still have 45 minutes fuel on board.